Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy A Comedy is in. It is November 21st, 2012, the day before Thanksgiving, y'all. I'm looking so forward to, man, just enjoying the festivities, man. Hey, I'm headed out to Chicago tomorrow, so y'all pray for myself, my daughter, my woman. You know what I'm saying? Y'all pray for us and safe flights there and back, you know what I mean? But I'm looking so forward to seeing my sister, Mimi, my nephew, DJ, my homeboy, Chris, man. I'm looking forward to seeing my main man, Cali Bud, DJ Takal, man. I'm looking forward to seeing Greg, G Money. Yo, I'm performing tomorrow night. I mean, not tomorrow night. It'll be Friday night with B. Cole. I'm going to give y'all all that information. Let me finish giving my shout-out. Keita, Danny, Ron, Sajana, man, Sin, Don, I mean, yo, Ahmad, yo, Marie, Auntie Janice, Cousin O, man, yo, I'm coming to Chicago, man, Cousin Tony, y'all know that's the stomping ground, you know what I'm saying? So I'm about to tear it up, I'm going to be all on Halsted, man, having me some Harold's chicken, you know what I'm talking about, man, some Harold's and some gyros. Oh, I can't wait to get to Chicago. I'm going to the family den after my show, too, and do me some Chicago-style stepping. I cannot wait to get to that city, man. I miss Chicago. One thing that we used to call it back in the day when I was there, we used to call it Chicago love, man, and there ain't no love like Chicago love, man. If you, for the people that are from Chicago and know the vibe and know how it is, man, y'all can relate to what I'm talking about. Y'all really understand. You know what I'm saying? It's that Chi-Town love, man. It's that Chi-Town love. It is currently 6:31 p.m. I took a whole minute just to shout out names and things like that, man, and just get it vibing. I'm doing a very short show tonight. I'm actually doing this show to update my family, my following on what's going on. You know, I got people that follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, people that follow me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, people that follow me on Instagram, people that Skype me. I mean, man, I'm Skype, Trey.Love. Instagram, I'm TreyLoveIsm. LinkedIn, I think I'm Lewis Smith, TreyLove, or something like that. Twitter, I'm TreyLoveIsm. Let me think. Facebook, Comedian TreyLove, Artistically TreyLove. You actually can get my other page, Comedian TreyLove, because Artistically TreyLove got 5,000 plus friends, man. So, whew, it's a lot going on, man. Numbers are real high. And to all those who are listening, man, within the sound of my voice, I want to say to you, thank you. Thank you, because I don't know what's happening. Actually, I do know what's happening. I'm working hard, and whatever God gave me, the message is getting out, because these numbers are beautiful, and it's not a conceited thing at all. What it is I'm grateful, and it's one of them things. You know, when Erykah Badu first put her album out, somebody asked her, you know, did you expect to have such success? She said, hold on, first of all, the creator created me, and I'm the creator of this music, so of course, before I even put it out there, yes, I saw a destined greatness for what I'm doing. So, yeah, I just want to put that out there, man, and just be grateful to the creator, the Father above, for giving me what he's given me. You know, I want to y'all know I like to every now and again come with a couple Bible verses, because God is first and foremost in my life. I don't know where he's at in yours, but when you put God in his perspective place, which should be first and foremost, it does make a difference on how you handle situations, you know, how you handle the ups and downs, how you handle different things, you know, getting, you know, fired from a job, you know what I'm saying? Like if Mike Brown, he got millions of dollars, you know what I mean? But instead of having, you know, the millions of dollars, if he, along with the millions of dollars he got, we may think he's happy, but getting fired from the Lake organization may have been a hurtful thing to him. But if he got the Almighty, a rock, something solid, realize and recognize that just wasn't for you. You know what I mean? So you can't hold things against the Laker organization or however they felt. It just wasn't for you, man. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you, bro, I bleed purple and gold, and I hate to say that, you know what I'm saying, headed to the shop, but I can't wait to get to Chicago, y'all. I can wear my Red Bulls jersey without having to worry about some ish. Y'all know out here in L.A., it goes down. Out here, Ducey in the background, she over there hollering, baby hush, daddy on the radio. But it goes down out here, man. You can't wear red in certain neighborhoods, blue in certain neighborhoods. These brothers out here is serious. But, hey, in Chicago, I can't wear my hat a certain way, to the left or to the right, because they serious out there. Black people, let's wake up. And if we are going to organize, let's organize and do something positive, man. Let's not have this image of such a bad thing when people say gang. Let's not be gangs no more. Let's change that word to organizations. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, church. All right, let me see. Make sure I get all my shout-outs. Like I said, I wanted to do this show just to update you all on some things. I'm only doing a 30-minute show, but at the bottom of the hour, you know what I'm saying, I got a big announcement to make that has to do with, EOTM, as well as Shantae Gibson. I'm going to tell y'all at the top of the hour right before I close the show. But for now, y'all know what I do, man. I got to give my pokes, man. All these lovely ladies, lovely, lovely ladies on Facebook that continue to poke me and get my attention. I wrote a song for y'all. It's called I'm a Rocker. As soon as I do my pokes, I'm going to go ahead and rock y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep this thing pushing. 6:45, y'all. We're going to do a special call to Stevie Mac just to wish him a happy birthday. To die, how you doing? And remember, ladies, I say your first name, not your last, because I don't want you to get no trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking out for you. So to a young lady by the name of Diane, how you doing, baby? You get a poke. Kia, Ebony, Leota, Arville, Aline. Let me go down this list. This is so nice. These are such pretty women on my Facebook page. Francesca, Fabby, Janaea, Denosha, Sonia, Micheline, Ebony, Renya, Lakeisha, Nikki, Penny, Lori, Kim, Carmen, Darlena, Carla, Elke, Kathy, Elga, Janika, Kathy, Ramona, Portia, Faustina, Alexandria, Tiffany, Shannon, Nisha, Simone, Radiant, Talisha, and a young lady that goes by Goddess. To all you ladies, I just want to say what's up. That's my pokes out to you. And you know how I do. Once I poke you, I rock you. So get ready for Trey Love. I'm a rock her. Man, I got some more music coming up too, y'all. Y'all better pay attention, man. God is in the blessing business, and there's no way I can keep all this handsome and all this talent sitting over here at the house, man. I got to get this out to y'all because it's nothing for me. It's all for y'all. So, ladies, this is my song to you. I'm a rock her.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you at the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock her.
Better. pay attention, baby. It's the LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
10 works entertainment.
I'm gonna rock.
Kill Roy. Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
I just love that track right there. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, from EOTM Radio and Media, and I just had to stop by to say what's up to the Gilroy family doing some mad things. I want to also say happy Thanksgiving to all of your listeners, Trey Love. And then also I have a couple announcements that I want to make. I was able to sneak my way into this his studio line tonight, but before I even say some shouts out, I just want to pay homage to this guy. He is definitely one of the hardest working men in the world, Hollywood, of course, but oh my God, he's just doing so many things. So I just want to say congratulations to you and all your success and your beautiful new baby girl that I've been seeing everywhere. All right, so with my a couple announcements pertaining to EOTM Media Group, number one. Okay, so we got Black Friday coming up, right, y'all? So definitely I want you, if you're a Black Friday shopper and you don't like to go out, you know, you are at home on your computer wanting to shop, I just want to encourage you to visit EOTMblog.com. You'll see a couple of different blogs on some new deals that we're offering for our public relation clients. So definitely take a look at that. That is, the link is Black Friday 2012 Press Release Distribution Online Publicity Special. So we wanted to do something special for y'all, considering it's a day where we're spending money and all that good stuff. So if you were an indie artist or somebody up and coming or even looking to promote an event, need some press releases, we've got some really great deals on that. And then also I'm excited to mention that about a month ago we launched our online boutique via EOTMblog.com, and definitely would love for you to go and check out some of our high-end fashions. It's called our East Styles Online Boutique, and we feature about 45 different fashion designers from across the world. Some beautiful stuff. You guys got to take a look at it. Just go to EOTMblog.com and you could do your Black Friday shopping via our boutique. And then you could also call us up. We can help you with some press releases, EPKs, things of that sort too. And then also, guess what else? You can follow me on Twitter. I'll be sure to follow you back. And my Twitter handle is EOTMPR. That's all I got for you, y'all. What's good with you, Trey Love?
Oh, darling, I'm chilling, excited and glad to have you on the line. Make sure all the EOTM family stay tuned, because I got a major shout at the end of this show that includes not only myself, you, but the sister of Mr. Tyrese Gibson. I got to hold that because it's some major stuff going on.
Can't wait.
It's some major stuff going on. So I want to shout out all my EOTM family, man. Y'all know we got much love. And I want to say, like, straight up, one thing I appreciate about the EOTM family, y'all really 110% show support. When I say support, we, as comedians, actors, you know what I'm saying, entertainer, I will be nothing without the people. And I must say that even the game I'm running right now, you know, this podcast game I'm doing with Blog Talk, my club that I'm doing, I was doing at Flappers. Actually, I'm doing some different dates with that because my schedule is really taking off. I'm going to be doing some traveling. I won't be able to do it this Sunday. I'm going to still be at Flappers, but it's going to be other shows that I'm doing that I got a lot more stuff going on, so I had to pull back from doing that every week. But what I really appreciate is the support you guys show, because every time I asked Mocha D to come through, man, Mocha D showed up with a house full. I'm telling you, when the numbers would be light, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to promote and push. I say, hey, Mocha, look, I need you to come through. She, Trey, I got you. So I just want to say to the EOTM family, man, that is much, much, much appreciated, man. That's from the heart. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to call Stevie Mac, y'all. Like I told you, it's Stevie Mac's birthday, so I got to shout him out. I might have to pick Deucey up. I don't know if y'all hear her over there. Cutting up. Deucey, get daddy a minute, baby. I'm on the radio.
Yo, what's up,
Come on, man. She ain't no good. Leaving me here by myself with this child when I got to do the radio. Well, this is reality radio, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So let me call Stevie Mac right now, and we're going to give him a big birthday shout from Handsome Life Radio 3. I ain't going to give his number out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call him, but I'm not going to give y'all his number because, you know, he's a smooth brother. Also, got to give Stevie Mac a shout because me and Stevie going to be doing some stuff together, some major stuff. Like I said, I need y'all to the end of the show because I got something to make that's going to get everybody excited. I'm going to show everybody, you know, what Trey Love is doing. We calling Stevie Mac right now. Hold on. Let's pretend we're somebody else.
Yeah, this is Stevie Mac.
Hi, Stevie. This is President Bill Clinton, and I wanted to call you direct and wish you a happy, happy birthday from me to you, okay?
Bill Clinton, how's that finger? It ain't been the same since you got it back out of Monica Lewinsky.
Hey, right there, I don't care what you think or what anyone told you, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, you know,
I only let her give me a blowjob, Stevie. That's all I did.
You beat me to the punch. I was going to say, a blowjob is not under the definition of sex. Let me tell you how Bill Clinton slicked his way out of that, though, real quick. This is how he slicked his way out of that. Remember when he said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman he was pointing? He was pointing at a woman in the audience. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And then he made another statement, and the other statement he said the name, Miss Lewinsky. He could have as well said Charlie Brown. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Hey, there's this character named Charlie Brown. Did y'all know? What's going on, man?
He was pointing at a woman. Hey, man, I just want to tell you that we have a very special guest, Carla EOTM Simpson on the line. She runs EOTM Media Company, and she was just chiming in on my show. I know y'all have my daughter hollering in the background. Her mama gone. She in the streets. She ain't got no business in the damn streets right now and left me home with this child. But I'm a real daddy, so I got to do what I got to do. It ain't babysitting when they're yours. You know, it's called taking care of them. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, man, we wanted to give you a major shout and a happy birthday, man. You one of the funniest, grindiest, you know what I'm saying, most charismatic comedians in the game, and I personally had to call. And I'm going to tell you, not just do this show for my own promo, but to do this show, man, to wish a friend, a very valued comedian to the community, man, I wanted to give you a shout-out personally, and also Carla did as well. Carla, go on and get Stevie Mac some love on his birthday.
What's up, Stevie Mac? I just only wish I would have been drinking some, like, a hot toddy to make my voice smoother so I can sing for you or something, but I can't sing for you, but I do want to wish you a great birthday and just live it, live life to the fullest like it seems that you're already doing. So much love to you.
Well, I appreciate that, and it all matters that when you reach out to me like this and give me kudos on my birthday. It really matters because at some point in time, you know, somebody don't reach out for nothing unless you owe them money, right? That's the only time you get a phone call.
You ain't never lied.
So it's good to hear from people when you don't owe them nothing.
Right, just a birthday shout, man.
Actually... Well, actually, I'm just kidding.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I'm heading out to Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank to perform on my birthday. It's going to be an awesome lineup. Got Stevie Mac, that's me, the Mooney Twins, Jeff Keller, as well as David Zasloff, Tanya Morales, Rudy Moreno, and Raul Fernandez. They both are hosting this show at your home base. You work out at Flappers in Claremont, and this is the Flappers in Burbank. So, hey, you know, this is where we did your birthday party at, Trey Love, and we're doing mine over there tonight.
Man, that's love, man. And I want to shout out Barbara Holiday, shout out Flappers, man, shout out O'Nelly out there in Claremont, man, because, yo, one thing I can say about Flappers, they give you some time, man. They'll put you on stage. If you a grinder and you fun, yo, baby mama just walked in. Give that child some breath, would you? She is over there hollering and screaming. I've been sitting here. She needs your breath. She tried to touch mine, but I can't do nothing for her, okay? Anyway, baby mama home, so now we won't be hearing Deuce in the background hollering while I'm working. You know what I'm saying? This
that
is what you call reality
crazy.
Radio at its finest, man. Hey, but check this out. this song, Stevie, goes out to you. I hope you get some, man. I know you got to roll, but just take a second and listen to this song real quick because it's for you on your birthday. I know you're a player like that. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
I'm going to Chicago.
Before you play the song, let me just shout out and let everybody know I got Stevie Mac Radio online 4 nights a week, Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. And for all information, you go to StevieMac.com, StevieMac.com, and follow a player at Comic Stevie Mac on Twitter. Follow me and I'll follow you back. Now do your damn thing.
And this goes out to Stevie Mac on his birthday, y'all. If it is your birthday, I hope you're doing it, and I hope you're doing it right.
Shout to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present.
Girl, come ride me.
Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go.
My crib.
Shorty, let me show you how I live.
My crib.
So come with me, don't miss out on your gift. Bust out a cake, ha ha ha, you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub. Then we'll hop in my hot tub. Get vanish with my fingers. Now I got that ass up. To the point you're screaming out, it hurts. It hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst. Your thirst, yeah.
Behind these projects, all the Trey Love Vision projects, man. So I'm telling you, man, all these numbers that's been on this Blog Talk, man, all these numbers I'm getting on these podcasts, bro, trust me, we finna light YouTube up to the point. Remember, y'all know how the game go. We going to push it out the trunk. Remember how Master P did it? Remember how MC Hammer did it? Remember how Too Short did it? Well, check this out. This is Trey Love, y'all. I'm from the old school, yo. I'm grinding with the people that's grinding with me, and we finna push this YouTube out the trunk. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, I'm going to be hollering Trey Love Vision from the mountaintop, you know what I'm saying, all the way to the bottom, you know what I'm saying? If I'm in the strip club, I'm in church, wherever I'm at. And I'm going to be between both places, trust me. The strip club, the church, and the nursery. You know what I'm saying? The doctor's office, I got a baby. I got things I got to do, places I got to be. But I'm getting them to the T-shirts made and everything. So that's a major announcement I got. Let me just give y'all a couple of the projects that we're going to be shooting. Myself and Stevie Mack are going to be a new age odd couple. So that's going to be real, real fly. We ain't going to give you the details, but it's going to be funny as hell. If you know Stevie Mack, you know Trey Love, you know what's going to happen with that. I'm also doing a Barack Obama spoof, y'all. We got Barack in the office, so I'm looking for my Michelle. I'm casting for my Michelle. I'm also casting for young ladies to play different ages of Sasha and Malia. Yo, my writing is ridiculous. It's going to be some crazy stuff. We calling it Rock and Shell, y'all. It's going to be Barack and Michelle, like when they was younger. Now, it's going to be all kind of stuff. Y'all going to enjoy those scenarios. Last but not least, those of you who really know, I am a crazy mother. I'm telling you, I don't have good sense. I go to therapy, and I think more black people should go to therapy because what it does is it gives you a different perspective on things, and it kind of wises you up, and it tunes you up, and it makes you a little bit better. See, it ain't good always to talk to your mama or your daddy or your friends because they have biased opinions. Sometimes you need to sit and talk to somebody that don't know nothing about you and that you don't know nothing about, and y'all can lay it on the ground, and that person is a professional. They can tell you, well, Lewis, how does that make you feel? And see, what ends up happening is, I end up saying, oh, I can grant you a divorce, and I don't need you no more, because you know what my therapist told me? Oh, you don't have to deal with that. So, so that's why I'm auditioning me a therapist, y'all. Me and Stevie Mack looking for players. And Rock and Shell, we looking for Secret Service types. We looking for Sasha Malia, and I'm looking for a Shell to my Barack. So I'm telling you right now, man, that's my major announcement. I'm so super excited about it. And before I get out of here, y'all, let me give you the dates of what the rest of my year is looking like. November 23rd, 9 o'clock p.m. Yo, like I said, I'm going to be in Chicago, so I will be performing at Welcome to Black Comedy Fridays at the End Zone Sports Bar and Grill, 369 East 147th Street, Harvey, Illinois, hosted by none other than B. Cole, Brandon Cole. I'm in love with a crackhead. Y'all remember that from BET Comedy View back in the day, a BET Comedy View All-Star, my friend, my close personal brother. I can't wait to sit down and work with B, man. We're going to be all over Chicago, but that's the one I'm definitely guaranteed I'm booked at this coming Friday night, y'all. So to my Chicago family, look for your boy, man. I'm going to light it up. The End Zone Sports Bar and Grill, 369 East 147th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Host B. Cole, myself, Sean Morgan, going to be on the lineup. We're going to wear it out. On November 28th, 8 o'clock p.m., I'll be performing at the Entourage Cafe in Hollywood, California. That's right here, y'all. I'll be right back. I'm just going to Chicago to do some step in touch on some people. You know what I'm saying? Go get me some money and come right back to California because I need to be out here in California doing my thing. You understand what I'm saying? December 6th, 8 o'clock p.m., Paparazzi Comedy. That's with my girl Giselle, Party by Five. I will be performing at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, y'all. All veterans with proper ID get in free. December 6th, 8 o'clock p.m., you can catch me there. December 7th through the 9th, the Archbishop Don Magic One is having his yearly birthday party, which is called the Players Ball. Y'all see me online with Snoop. You see me online with the Bishop. You see me doing my thing. So it's going down like that, December 7th through the 9th. December 13th. 8 o'clock p.m., Flappers Comedy Club, Claremont, California. I'll be performing on Martin's Hollywood Showcase. That's at Flappers, the same spot that Stevie Mack is at right now doing his birthday joint. And then you can catch me December 27th, 8 o'clock p.m., Flappers Comedy Club. That one will be in Claremont. I'm sorry, y'all. The 13th, I'll be in Claremont. On the 27th, I'll be in Burbank. So I just hope I put that out there, y'all. Go to treylove.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to my friends, man. Appreciate y'all. Hey, I'm Trey Love, and I'm out, man. I'm going to give Stevie Mack and Carla the mic for a second, man, to show some love, and then we got to take this home. So I'm going to let Carla go first. Carla, go ahead and take us home, baby.
All righty. I just want to say again, happy birthday, Stevie Mack, Trey Love. Congratulations on everything that you're doing under the sun, and I'm definitely happy and just excited to be part of this great, great new venture that you're doing. Great to be back with with great people like yourself and Shante Gibson. So I'm looking forward to it. And follow me on Twitter, y'all, EOTMPR, and I'll be sure to follow you back.
Sounds good. Stevie, take us home. Happy birthday, boy.
Well, yeah, I just want to say on December 6th, that's going to be a double header at John Lovitz Comedy Club because your boy Stevie Mack is performing that night as well. You want to check that all the way out. All like I said, go to steviemack.com and see what's cracking lacking. Because everything is right there.
And that's the way we roll, y'all. We up out of here, man. It's been another hot jam. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy has been in. And since I've been in, now I'm out. So, holla.